Rabbi says in Daf Yudalei Amud Aleph, in the towards the middle of the Amud, M'chanina v'Rav Hoshea ha'bukam m'shtakit Rav Yochanan m'smichinu. So Rav Yochanan was trying to give smicha to M'chanina Rav Hoshea, love him m'stayim milsa, and it didn't work out. He was not able to give him smicha. So the Marshovir is bothered with the kasha that if it's true that they didn't get smicha, so why are they called Reb Chanina v'Rav Hoshea? Why are they called Rav? We said before in the Gemara in Daf Yudalei Amud Beis, when he gives someone smicha, Amar le samchan le b'shma, kari le Rabbi, and they call him Rabbi. So we see that he's only called Rabbi when he has smicha, but over here they didn't have smicha, so they shouldn't be called Rabbi. So what's the pshat? They're called Reb Chanina and Reb Yeshia. So the Marsha gives two truths. And the first text he says is that when it says samchle b'sham b'kalei Rabbi, it means that without smicha, they would isham dachin kamel al kalei Rabbi karli stam Rabbi b'shmei b'laris kashem etzem. That when he has smicha, they call him Rabbi stam. They don't even mention his name. If he doesn't have smicha, they mention his name and they call him Rabbi. So he could be called the Rabbi Chanina, but if he had smicha, it would just be called Rabbi Stam without the word chanina. And therefore, over here, when they didn't have smicha, they were called Reb Chanina and Reb Yeshia. Then he says a different shot. He says, Reb Chanina v'Rav Yeshia b'lo yod. He says, maybe you have to be magia and write Rav Chanina and Rav Yeshia without the yod. Because he says the chilik is whether it has a yod or not. And when a person is in the smach, if he has smicha, then he's called Rebbe Pliny. But if he doesn't have smicha, then he's called Rav Pliny without the yod. And he says, in Babel, the Amoraim are called Rav. Because there's no smicha in Babel, but in Eretz Yisrael with this smicha, and that's what they're called Rebbe. And in Melefi this, he says the proper girsa should be not Rebbe Chanina and Rebbe Yeshia, but Rav Chanina and Rav Yeshia. That means they didn't have smicha, and that's always the chiluk between Rav and Rebbe. The Rav is not nismach, and Rebbe is nismach. So Lefi the first pshat, it's not a chiluk between Rav and Rebbe. The chiluk is whether you mention his name or not. But L'chari giving a raya to the second pshat in the Marsha from Rashi and Ksubas and Daf Mem Gimel. L'chari it's mefurish like the Marsha is saying in the second pshat. The Gemara there brings down a Mema from Abzera, and it says Amar Rav Zera Amar Matna Amar Rav Amrila Amar Rebbe Zera Amar Matna Amar Rav. So there's two gersayos in the Gemara whether this was said by Rav Zera or Rebbe Zera. And Rashi says over there who Rav Zera, who Rav Zera. It's really the same person, both Rebbe Zera and Rav Zera. Elo beBavel Mekamei deSag LaArde Yisrael Mekamei deRabbi Yochanan, that when he was in Bavel before he came to Eretz Yisrael in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Bein Smicha beBavel. There's no Smicha beBavel. Abakarle Rav Zera. Then he was referred to as Rav Zera. And over here, in Mashenkin, after he went there, just they got smicha, then it was called Rebbe Zera. And the question in the Gemara was, the Shaila is, did he say this memra when he was not nismach, and therefore he should be called Rav Zera, or after smicha, and therefore he should be called Rebbe Zera? So it's pretty mefurish and Rashi and the Gemara that the chilik between Rav and Rebbe is whether he has smicha or not, whether he's an Eretz Yisrael or Bavel, and that's mamash like the second shot of the Marsha, that before he has smicha, he can be called Rav, and only after he has smicha, then he could be called Rebbe.